been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
After having enjoyed all the success a recording group could ever hope for and finally achieve, the height of their success is still nowhere in sight. Their record sales to date have reached a figure beyond all comprehension. The next obvious step to further the Beatle image was a move from the world of wax to the world of celluloid and the medium of motion pictures.
So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel all right. You know I feel.
The initial announcement that the Beatles were going to make a motion picture aroused immediate and predictable enthusiasm from fans. But Beatle critics also welcomed the news with a cynical hope that exposure on film would expose the Beatles as entertainment world freaks, long on hair but short on talent. Beatle enemies also smirked in anticipation of the poison pen treatment which they forecast would come from America's hard-nosed motion picture critics. Described officially as a low-budget film with little or no storyline, it was given all the publicity treatment of a major spectacular. Interviews were granted. The Beatles said they had fun, didn't act. John Lennon even admitted that they couldn't act.
Are you satisfied with the finished product?
Well, it's as good as anybody that makes a film who can't act, you know.
Newspaper and magazine critics held their pens at ready. Previews were held, and so were breaths. Then, surprise, the most competent reviewers hailed the Beatles' first motion picture as a smash hit. They were compared to the Marx Brothers and encouraged to do it again. Amazed readers, preconditioned to knock the movie, now made plans to see it. In England, Beatle manager Brian Epstein casually looked up from a master plan of a future Beatle tour to announce that the movie would break every existing motion picture box office record. The Beatles, as usual, they were just busy being Beatles.
Ringo, John, Paul, George. Ringo, John, Paul, George.
All together now.
Ringo, John, Paul, George.
Hi, Joe, they've got the picture.
An estimated 100 million Americans have already seen the Beatles on television or at their neighborhood theaters. Hundreds of thousands more have seen the Beatles in person. And that's just one country in a Beatle marketplace which knows no limits. This is only the beginning. For almost everything the Beatles now do sets a new entertainment record.